Welcome to episode 1085 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The story of the first family reflects the broader spiritual battle between good and evil, obedience and rebellion, and the forces of redemption against the forces of sin. From the very beginning, Adam and Eve's choice to disobey God in Eden set the stage for humanity's ongoing struggle with sin and its consequences. The serpent's deception in the garden symbolizes the ongoing influence of Satan, whose ultimate goal is to disrupt humanity's relationship with God. This initial act of rebellion led to separation from God, shame, suffering, and the introduction of death, illustrating the devastating impact of sin and the spiritual battle that rages in every human heart. The story of Cain, the firstborn son of Adam and Eve, continues the tragic trajectory of humanity's fall. Abel, whose offering was accepted by God, represents faithfulness and a heart aligned with God's will, while Cain, who allowed jealousy and anger to rule him, embodies humanity's vulnerability to sin. Cain's murder of Abel is not just a family tragedy. It symbolizes the destructive power of sin when left unchecked. God's dialogue with Cain before the murder. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. Underscores the personal nature of this battle, where every individual must choose between submission to God or yielding to sin. After murdering his brother Abel, Cain faced divine punishment, exiled to the land of Nod, east of Eden. His punishment was twofold: the curse of being a restless wanderer and the burden of being marked by God. Cain's life in exile and the legacy of his descendants reveal profound lessons about the consequences of sin, the grace of God, and the generational impact of choices. When Cain feared that his exile would leave him vulnerable to vengeance, God placed a mark on him as a sign of protection. While the exact nature of the mark remains unclear, its significance lies in God's mercy, even in judgment. The mark served as a divine deterrent, ensuring Cain's survival despite his crime. This act of grace highlights God's justice tempered with mercy, a recurring theme throughout Scripture. However, the mark also symbolized Cain's separation from God's presence, underscoring the spiritual consequences of his sin. Exiled to the land of Nod, meaning wandering, Cain's life as a wanderer embodied the restlessness of a soul disconnected from God. Yet despite his punishment, Cain defied the implications of his exile by building a city, which he named after his son, Enoch. This act of city building demonstrates humanity's resilience and capacity for innovation, even in the face of judgment. However, it also reflects Cain's attempt to create stability and significance apart from God, a theme that echoes through human history. Cain's lineage, while marked by cultural advancements, also revealed a moral decline. His descendants included Jubal, the father of music, and Tubal-Cain, a skilled craftsman in metalwork. Yet, alongside these achievements, we see the intensification of sin, especially in Lamech. Lamech's boastful declaration of killing a man and his defiant claim of vengeance 77 times demonstrated how sin had multiplied through Cain's line. Lamech's actions contrast sharply with the humility and repentance that God desires, illustrating the generational impact of unrepented sin. Cain's life east of Eden serves as a cautionary tale about the consequences of sin and the importance of repentance. His exile illustrates the alienation that sin brings, not only from God, but also from the community and the land. The moral decline in his descendants reminds us that our choices have ripple effects, influencing future generations. However, even in exile, Cain's story points to God's grace. The mark of protection and Cain's ability to build a city demonstrate that God's mercy persists, even in judgment. For modern believers, this narrative challenges us to reflect on our own choices and their impact on those around us. It also reminds us of the importance of repentance, turning away from sin to seek restoration in our relationship with God. There are some key takeaways here for modern believers. First, generational impact. Our actions affect more than just ourselves. The legacy of sin can lead to moral decline, while repentance and faithfulness can inspire future generations. Second, recognizing God's mercy in judgment. Even when we face the consequences of our sins, God's grace provides opportunities for protection and redemption. Third, the restlessness of sin. A life apart from God is marked by spiritual wandering. True peace and stability can only be found in reconciliation with Him. Cain's tragic story, a tale of exile and separation, serves as a stark reminder of the destructive power of sin. His actions, born from jealousy and anger, fractured the first family and cast a long shadow over human history. Yet, even in this darkness, we glimpse the unfaltering light of God's mercy. He doesn't abandon Cain, but instead offers a path towards repentance and reconciliation, demonstrating that even the most grievous sins can be met with divine forgiveness. This sets the stage for the ongoing tension between humanity's capacity for evil and God's relentless pursuit of restoration. The first family's story encapsulates this spiritual battle, a microcosm of the cosmic struggle between good and evil. Cain's lineage, marked by worldly ambition and self-glorification, descends into a spiral of moral decay. We see this in Lamech's boastful violence and the increasing disregard for God's law. In stark contrast, Seth's line emerges as a beacon of hope, a testament to the enduring power of faith. It's a lineage marked by a return to worship, a conscious decision to call upon the name of the Lord. Figures like Enoch, who walked so closely with God that he was taken from this earth without experiencing death, illuminate the spiritual priorities of this lineage. This stark contrast between the two lines reveals the profound impact of the choices families make, highlighting the ongoing struggle between worldly pursuits and spiritual faithfulness. It's a struggle that continues to resonate within every family, every generation. But Seth's lineage represents more than just a contrast to Cain's rebellion. It carries the torch of God's promise, preserving the hope of redemption first offered in Genesis 3:15. This is the lineage that carries the seed of the woman, the one who will ultimately crush the serpent's head. Through Seth's descendants, faith endures, even as sin and darkness spread throughout the earth. This line leads to Noah, the righteous man chosen by God to preserve humanity and creation through the devastating flood. And ultimately, it culminates in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise, the one who conquers sin and death. The significance of Seth's lineage lies not just in biological descent, but in its role as a vessel of faith and hope. It demonstrates that even in a fallen world, marred by sin and suffering, God is at work, weaving His redemptive plan through faithful individuals and families. This lineage reminds us that our choices matter, that the legacy we pass on to future generations has eternal implications. It underscores the importance of prioritizing a God-centered life, cultivating a faith that endures, and passing on this precious inheritance to those who come after us. Making good choices with future generations in mind requires intentionality, wisdom, and a perspective that looks beyond immediate gratification to long-term impact. The first step is aligning our decisions with God's word, seeking His guidance through prayer, and grounding our actions in His righteousness. Choices that prioritize integrity, love, and justice not only reflect God's character, but also set an example for those who follow. We must also cultivate a legacy of faith by teaching our children and communities about God's truth, modeling obedience, and passing down values that honor Him. Every decision we make, how we use resources, treat others, and steward the earth, contributes to shaping a world that reflects God's kingdom and inspires future generations to walk in His ways. Father, we thank You for the gift of life and the opportunity to impact future generations. Help us to make decisions that reflect Your righteousness, prioritizing love, justice, and integrity in all we do. Guide us to be faithful stewards of the resources and relationships You have entrusted to us, always mindful of the legacy we are leaving behind. Strengthen us to teach those who come after us to walk in Your truth and to seek Your presence above all else. May our lives be a testament to Your faithfulness, inspiring future generations to follow You with their whole hearts. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.